And joining us on the second half of Perspectives Book Club today is New York Times bestselling author J.A. Jantz. J.A.'s latest novel is Downfall, and it's a Brady novel of suspense. This is Sheriff Deputy Joanna Brady, and just basically to set it up, with a baby on the way, sudden deaths, including her own family to recover, she suddenly has to go investigate what people are thinking a double homicide. But things take a lot of turns and spins, and you go on a big roller coaster, just as you would be expected in a J.A. Jantz novel. J.A., thank you so much for being with us here.
You're welcome. I'm very happy to do so.
I was going to ask if you wouldn't mind sharing with our readers and listeners a little bit about your name, J.A. Jantz, and how that came about.
The first book I wrote, Until Proven Guilty, was the first Detective Beaumont book. It was a first-person narrative told through the point of view of a middle-aged Seattle homicide cop. I sold the book, and the publisher's marketing department got a hold of it, and they said, holy moly, this is a police procedural. Male readers are not going to accept a book like this from somebody named Judy. We want to use her initials. And so Judith N. morphed into J.A. Jantz. And actually, 31 years and more than 50 books later, I am so grateful because it's a lot easier to sign J.A. than it would be Judith N. It has saved me miles of ink. But the irony is, my next-door neighbor on the shelves of libraries and bookstores is always P.D. James, who a generation and a half before I did had to go by her initials for exactly the same reason.
That is interesting. And then sometimes, I guess, even men will have to go by their initials to change, make it a little bit more marketable, or is that just the case for women writers?
No, I think it cuts both ways, actually.
So tell us a little bit about your experience as far as writing and continuing characters, because as I mentioned, Detective Beaumont before, and then also Sheriff Brady, the characters who come to life into your books, how do you decide at what point when it's time to bring them back again or to get rid of some of the characters or introduce new ones?
Well, it's totally arbitrary. I have two different publishers, and both publishers want a book a year. So I write one Allie Reynolds book a year, and then the other three characters, Beaumont, Brady, and Brandon Walker, belong to HarperCollins. So those three characters have to sort of get in line and take a number and get in line. Because I write a series, I have more time to develop a character. For instance, this is Joanna Brady number 17. That means each book has about 100,000 words in it, which means I've written 1.7 million words on Joanna Brady alone. And you can put a lot more texture into a character's character, if you will, if you have more words to spend. Most genre mysteries are only about 400 pages long. So having that many words to use, you can put more depth into the character. Throughout the series, Joanna and her mother, Eleanor, have had a thorny relationship. And over the course of the books, gradually that relationship has improved some as Joanna is maturing and is beginning to see that her mother wasn't the source of all evil and her heroic dead father wasn't perfection itself. But Joanna has always imagined that someday they'll get through all of that stuff and they'll be on good terms. The problem is they run out of time and Eleanor dies. So in Downfall, not only is Joanna grieving over her mother's death, she's also grieving for the relationship they never had.
And as I mentioned at the beginning of the interview, the fact that there are certain things, and not only is she grieving that relationship and her mother's death, but then she's also expecting a baby, dealing with her daughter going off to school, and then a five-year-old child, and a job.
And a job. And she couldn't do any of this if she didn't have the backstopping of her wonderful husband, Butch, keeping the home fires burning in the background. When Butch showed up in book three, I thought he was a one-book character, and then he just wouldn't go away. When I wrote him into book three, I never expected that a few books later he would end up being Joanna Brady's second husband. But characters come into books and they take on lives of their own. And when I was going to write, it was clear to me that Butch and Joanna were going to get married. My then editor said, oh, don't let them get married. It'll be too boring. But I'm sorry, I don't think marriage is really complicated. It is never boring. And I'm really glad that Joanna has Butch in the background.
We're visiting with New York Times bestselling author J.A. Jantz. Jantz's latest book is Downfall. It's a novel involving Sheriff of Cochise County, Joanna Brady. And you mentioned the fact that marriage can be very complicated and not boring. And the first time we got to chat with you, you talked a little bit about your marriage and how that really kind of forced you to become a writer and pushed you and everything that you had to go through. And you also are very well known, not just in your interviews, but in your books as well, that you don't pull any punches.
Well, my first husband was troubled. He was a man who died of chronic alcoholism at age 42, a year and a half after I divorced him. He was allowed in a creative writing program that was closed to me. And although he never had anything published, he told me in 1968 that there would only be one writer in our family, and he was it. He was half right. There was only one writer. But I didn't start writing until after I was divorced. And so the thing about having lived through a challenging relationship like that is I am the person I am today and the writer I am today because I lived through all that stuff. As a husband, my first husband was problematic. But in terms of material, that guy was a gold mine. So life is like that. All steps are necessary. No steps may be skipped. And in 1985, I did a poetry reading of my book, After the Fire. After the Fire is my autobiography in poetry and prose. It is still in print, by the way. The title poem goes like this. I had touched the fire. It burned me, but I knew I lived. It seared me, but it made me whole. He called me. I went gladly, though I saw the rocks fell laughing through the singeing air. I have known the fire. I'll live with nothing rather than with less. The flame is out. There's nothing left but ash.
That's a very powerful poem. And this is the second time that I've heard it from you, but I've also read it because after you said that it was still in print, I got that, and it's very powerful.
Well, I did a poetry reading of that book on the 21st of June of 1985, and I met a man whose first wife had died on the same day of the year, 2 years after my first husband died. They both died a few minutes before midnight on New Year's Eve. Bill and I struck up a conversation based on that coincidence, and this December we'll be celebrating our 31st wedding anniversary.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you. And if you've had a tough husband and you end up with a good one, you hang on to them for dear life. But he's been my partner most of the time I've been a published author, and I could not do what I do if I didn't have him in the background, because I do the writing and the interviews and the public appearances, but he is the one who does the meal planning and most of the cooking, and he handles the taxes and makes sure the bills get paid. And it's been a very real partnership, even though at events people will come up to him and say, well, are you a writer too? And I always say, I write the books, he writes the checks. And that's sort of a jokey way of saying it. But I could not do the business aspect of our business and also do the creative aspect of our business.
Well, J.A. Jantz, I know you're on a tight schedule and you have another interview coming up, but we want to thank you so much for taking the brief time to share with us. And your laughter is so contagious. We really enjoy listening to you and your stories. And again, the novel is Downfall, and it's the New York Times bestselling author J.A. Jantz. And again, Downfall, it's a Brady novel. And of course, you can get it at Amazon or any other local bookstores as well. J.A., thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
You have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
The Book Club on Perspectives is taped and produced at the KTEP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer, Vasil Zabinal. Our producer is Dennis Wu. You've been tuned to Perspectives. I'm Louis Sines.